Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation, will tell us who he's going to vote for the Rock Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Is that what you said? You right?
Did I miss? So.
Yeah.
Just double check.
Like, did I get that right?
Oops.
All right. So you posted your ballot on your Facebook page.
Yes, I posted it on my own Facebook page, but I didn't check off who I wanted to vote for yet. I'm about to vote for five.
And this is the Jim Coplick Presents archive?
No, it's actually on my personal page.
Oh, yes.
Jimmy Coplick.
Right, so it's just a picture of the official-looking ballot, which is very cool-looking. And then you just, I guess, check a box. And
that's
Jimmy has not filled it in yet, but he's got 130 comments on this post.
How were they, Jimmy? Positive?
Nobody picked everybody I was thinking of picking, but many of them picked four of the five, but I know I'm going to catch a lot of crap when I mention who I'm going to vote for. So,
oh, really? Oh.
I've got my armor on.
I'm sequestered in a bunker, and I'm ready to release.
It's very, music is a very personal thing.
Yeah. Very passionate, folks, yes.
And very passionate.
Yes.
Yeah, and people are all over the place. So, you know, Jimmy's just like, hey, let me know who you would like to vote for. And then people start like, well, how come this person's not in?
Oh, I hate that.
Like, we're not at that part of the process.
Did we ask that question? No.
These are the names we've got to deal with. Right. Of these names. Right. Like, stay focused here.
Yeah, it's one menu.
What were some of the groups mentioned, Jimmy, that should be on the ballot?
Well, I actually agree with a lot of the people that mentioned that. I mean, to me, I can't understand why Jethro Tull's not in it. I just don't understand that. I have worked hard to get Deep Purple in. It worked. I worked hard to get Chicago in. It worked. And I think my next efforts will be to get Jethro Tull in. I don't understand why Jethro Tull isn't in there.
Yeah.
I also don't understand why Dave Matthews isn't in there.
Oh, wow.
Right.
He was nominated one time, didn't get in, and never was nominated even again. And my goodness, he's enormous in every... live records, longevity. I mean, my first Dave Matthews show was in 1995, so it's, 27 years now.
I mean, yeah, but people are upset overlooking Chris Cornell and Soundgarden. People are upset that Jay Giles wasn't in. I mean, it's really all over the place, and there's a lot of great arguments about it.
Wait, folks upset on Facebook? Like,
I know.
When did that start happening?
When Jay Giles got nominated, I voted for Jay Giles, because I think they should be in. And, And it's crazy. Listen, the Scorpions, I think they possibly should be in. Again, I look at longevity. I look that if you write your own songs, that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that there are a lot of artists that, for some reason, are not included. I have started to ask for what, like, Major League Baseball Hall of Fame has, a Veterans Committee. People that are older, like me, that remember the beginning of rock, and people that are forgotten. Jethro Tull is a perfect example.
And Jimmy fell victim here to a classic
social
media snafu, which is he takes a picture of his table with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ballot.
People start talking about the table.
Right.
Well, there's something on the table.
Yes, there is something on the table.
What is on the table?
Can we
and
say?
I never removed it. I almost took the picture down. I said, eh, it's legal.
Exactly. Oh, gotcha.
Oh,
okay, well. Just so it's a coolness.
I wish I had regular Facebook.
Well, now I got to go look.
Now I got to go look.
All right, here we go. They're all going to look.
I saw the post, but I must have missed that.
You can hear all the phones coming on.
Oh, don't worry. I missed it, too, Ashley, when I took the picture. I could tell you that.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
It's pretty. Yeah, once you see it, it's hard not to see it. Yeah.
Is it paper?
That is true, Phil. You're right. It's bigger than the ballot.
I was just so interested in the ballot. That's all I was looking at.
Whoa, that is a big one.
Me too. That's all I was.
It's interesting because people pointed it out, and then they immediately became very impressed with your technique.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Whatever
and the truth of the matter is, it's medical, so it's not me. That technique is not mine.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, I can't even remember the last time I rolled a joint.
A true definition of fatty, right there. Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one.
Nice.
It was a good one.
it's no longer with us anymore. Right.
That looks like something you'd be working on for days.
Now, see, if I had that in there, you'd see a menu in the picture.
I'm hungry.
I ordered everything on this side. Five different things.
That's a very appropriate thing, though, to have happen.
Yeah.
Have that in a picture.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, it's a good way to decide who to vote for, I thought.
Exactly.
Right.
You want to think about it, get the proper head for it.
That was my thought. It shows that you are taking this seriously.
Exactly. Right. Everybody has their method.
All right, so let's go through the ballot, and we're going to find out now what Jimmy Koplik, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member with voting rights, will pick for the 2022 induction ceremony. Rage Against the Machine?
I have voted for them in the past, but I'm not going to this time.
Wow. Been there, done that.
Just because there are others?
There are some real legends on here that
there really are
more
yeah.
deserving.
I think have been forgotten.
So you only have five.
Yeah,
I only can pick five. I wish I could pick seven, right. but I can only pick five.
Judas Priest.
Yes.
Awesome.
It's time.
Yeah.
It is time for them to get in.
Been way too long.
That's how I feel, Phil. I might not have voted for them 10 years ago, but you're absolutely right.
It they deserve.
Time they get in, and thankfully most of them are still alive. And
yeah.
They should deserve it when they're alive, and I hate. Bridges that are named after dead people. Name them when they're great and when they're alive.
Right. New York Dolls?
Oh, my gosh. I don't get it, but boy, the comments are, say, how can I not?
Well, they basically developed the whole glam scene, so.
Yeah, I guess so, but I'm a New
after
Yorker,
MC5.
Too, I'm just, no, I'm not doing MC5 or New York Dolls.
Right.
So, nope, not them.
I hear you.
Pat Benatar?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what a voice.
Absolutely. She also offered to babysit for my daughter, Emily, when she was 5 years old, and that wins right there.
Nice.
So, new artists, take note.
Jimmy needs a favor.
Well, as you come through Connecticut, be nice.
Right, be nice.
Or not be nice, and you won't get my vote like somebody on this page.
Ooh.
That's personal picks, you know?
I hear
they're personal.
So. Yeah. No. Up to you.
Eminem.
Absolutely.
Wow, we are just getting into this list, and Jimmy has given up three of his five votes.
Wow.
You knew that one as soon as they named the nominees, Jimmy.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Eminem, to me, is one of the forerunners of hip-hop, certainly white hip-hop, and forges ahead today, 25 years later, selling out stadiums. I just don't see how you could say no to Eminem.
Beck?
Oh, boy. Borderline, I'm trying to book them right now for Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. So.
That'd be a great show.
Hopefully you're listening.
So he's borderline. I would think maybe not this year, though.
He's a one day in the future, I think.
Yeah, in the future, right.
If I had more votes, I would put Beck in there. He's quite unique, different. I loved him when he opened up for U2 one year. Thought he was great.
What does he do?
He...
I'm asking Jimmy. Oh. Jimmy, what does he do?
Well, he's a singer. I consider him more like a singer-songwriter.
Right.
Yeah.
A modern-day singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
You know, like Jackson Browne, just an acoustic guitar.
Oh, you'd put him up there with Jackson Browne?
Yeah, I think he's a modern-day Jackson Browne.
Really?
Okay.
Interesting. What were you going to say, Phil?
I think of him and Rivers Cuomo of Weezer as like sort of in the same vein, which is they appreciate a very wide spectrum of music. And when they start to write, it's sort of unique to their background, which is like everything takes a little bit of inspiration from all these different genres, and it creates this whole product that like no one's ever really heard before.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, that's my other two choices I'm going to get a lot of crap on.
So he's a no.
Maybe the show
However, if he's listening now, he's a strong maybe.
Right, yeah.
You're in the and a better chance if he plays Connecticut.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Just saying.
If he offers to babysit, maybe.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, yeah, no question. Listen, I was told by Steve Miller's manager that he lives in the Hudson Valley of New York, so be careful if the Fox or PLR get there. Only say nice things about Steve
Of course.
Miller. He's already in, so it's fine. And I did vote for
him. Okay.
We're talking to Jimmy Koplik about his five picks for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2022 nominees. We have a yes on Judas Priest, Pat Benatar, Eminem, Kate Bush.
No.
Oh, thank God.
Next is Devo.
No. They were like
that was a hard no.
Can't get me no voting here.
There was no regret.
No.
In that no.
Devo.
No,
I said screw it.
Never understood them.
Right.
Did you book them at Toad's?
I booked them at Toad's, and I booked them at the Old Agora also.
Were they walking around with those weird flower pot heads?
No, not backstage. Backstage, but on stage they were.
You actually wear that?
Duran Duran.
That is, I'm not going to vote for them. They would be number six, though. If I could have six votes, they'd be number six. And, oh, my gosh, my office kills me for this.
Really?
Yeah.
That seemed to be, in the comments, one of the most popular. There was a lot of steam
for
Duran Duran to get in.
Yeah. Just, I'm only allowed five.
That Rock sucks. Hall of Fame, though, the excellent pop band.
Yeah. Played their own instruments. You know, I like that part.
I think they could get in this year. I'm just not going to vote for them, but they might get in this year.
Now, if you run into them somewhere, you say, I voted for you.
Yeah, right? Twice. Twice.
Eurythmics.
No.
Oh, no. Thank God.
Ooh, another hard no.
Career's too short, in my opinion.
Yeah. Mm.
She has one hell of a voice.
And it's last.
Fantastic
man.
Voice. Yeah. Yes.
Unreal.
But no.
Yep. No. Career wasn't long enough. I mean, you have to make choices.
Yeah.
Should they be in? Maybe, but I only have five votes.
That's true.
I mean, Duran Duran probably should be in.
Yeah, long career.
Yes.
We and had, still playing.
A local Cleveland writer on who made a great point in that the Rock Hall of Fame screwed themselves in the early years when they just let everybody in.
Yeah.
And now there's so many people in there. Like, they should have handled this like the Baseball Hall of Fame, where sometimes no one gets in, or one or two people get in, or maybe just five people get in. But they've been obsessed with having this all-star concert every year.
Of all different genres, even now.
And let so many people in that they're kind of running out of people.
Well, they also let more than five people in sometimes.
Yeah.
Even though I'm allowed to vote for only five. I think last year they let seven people in.
How does that work? Is it the crowd?
The override?
Yeah. All right. Feel a Cootie.
No. No. I've never heard of.
Sounds like an act. Yeah, go try and feel a
Cootie.
Sounds
like something you go to the doctor for.
Doctor, can you feel a Cootie?
I've got a bad case of feel a Cootie.
I feel something bad. Can you feel a Cootie back there?
Dolly Parton.
Yes.
That was a fast yes.
Oh, yes.
You didn't finish the sentence yet.
Totally an icon and really, really nice person who I met a couple of times. And I know the argument will be she's not rock and roll. But you can argue Carole King's not rock and roll. You can argue a lot of people aren't rock and roll. I don't take the word rock and roll literally anymore. I look at it as an attitude, and Dolly Parton was a rebel. No question in my mind she was a rebel. She did things that many people didn't do in her day, and I think there's no doubt she should be in.
All right.
Down to
five votes. We know of four.
Yes.
There are four artists left. Three of them are going to be disappointed.
Who is he going to pick?
So we have a yes on Judas Priest, Pat Benatar, Eminem, Dolly Parton. Jimmy has only one vote left for his Rock Hall of Fame ballot.
It's a real solid ballot so far.
One to go.
Lionel Richie.
Yes.
Wow.
He makes a great judge on American Idol, in addition to all of his other work.
Wow.
See, I don't even watch American Idol. I didn't even know he was a judge on American Idol. I think he changed that style of music. All Night Long is clearly one of the great classics of all time. I know people might say he's not rock and roll. He was also the lead member of a band that was very big. And I think that he deserves to be in.
The Commodores, that band, if you look at that, they just blew the roof off of any place they played. They were really something else live. And then he went on, like you said, to have just a great songwriting career and performance. And
now American Idol judge him. Want to throw that part in?
Yes, of course. You can't forget that.
Right.
Wow. So, all right. We don't even have to mention Carly Simon, Tribe Called Quest, or Deanna Warwick.
Nope. We're done.
Yep. That's it. That's all. That's
nice.
Five.
That's all she wrote.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate you. And we have all the information linked up on the radio station websites for pre-sale on Skynyrd. Tickets on sale tomorrow. And then we'll talk to you real soon. Thank you,
Jimmy.
Great. Thanks, sir. Guys.